At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 204. Great stuff on the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and even Cameron Babano with us just for a couple of more moments. And then Mike Tenier will step up and we'll continue the NFL talk. So, Babano, what's your deal on the Packers? Are you as bullish on this team? Do you like them? They don't have to win 13 games to go over the number at 10.5. I think they're in the mix, but I got to tell you, Babano, more and more right now, and I've been thinking about, and the season's around the corner, I'm buying into San Francisco. I think San Francisco is going to win the NFC. Plus 650.
That division is going to be just they're going to beat up on each other in that NFC West, because I like the 49ers too, but I also really, really like what the Rams are doing, and a breath of fresh air for Stafford. And I also really, really like Arizona, which I already have talked about with you. Yeah. I mean, that division is going to be just an absolute beast to try to go through. But I wouldn't argue with anyone liking San Francisco. Remember how decimated that team was with injuries last year. They just lost everybody on the defensive side of the football. So any team's going to have just a down season when that happens and Garoppolo gets injured and everything just fell apart for them. Everything that could go wrong did. So you would think if they stay healthy, they're going to revert back to the Niners team we saw 2 years ago. As far as Green Bay is concerned, Morenci, I'm hesitant to go over 10.5. I don't know if I'd want to go under, but there's issues with their offensive line. Corey Linsley is a great center, okay? And they lost him in the offseason. It was a great pickup by the Chargers, by the way, to get him. They lost a couple of other really good starters on the O-line, including Lane Taylor. We don't know if David Bakhtiari can ever stay healthy for a full season. We're always wondering if that Pro Bowl left tackle can stay on the field. There's offensive line worries for the Packers here, really big ones. You know, Rodgers can mask that because he's that good, but they didn't get the number one the bona fide 1-8B receiver, I guess you could say, to help out Adams. You know, they're going to rely on Lazard and Valdez Scantling and Adams, those three again. They didn't really upgrade at the receiver spot. The defense, you know, when you look at it, is still some question marks. Got picked apart by the Bucs in the NFC Championship game. You know, the pass rush has got to be better from Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, guys like that. You know, the secondary, other than, you know, their best cornerback there, McKenzie, you know, who else is going to step up for them? Or Jair Alexander, I should say. Who else is going to step up in that secondary? So, look, Rodgers good enough to get them a lot of wins. I'm just not totally comfortable, Gabe, with the 10.5. I think they're 10 and 11. I don't know if they're going to hit 12 or 13 necessarily. And look who they play. NFC West, tough division. AFC North, Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, tough division. Not a given to me. They hit 11.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think 10 is better than 10.5. I can't argue with you because I don't think they'll be worse than 10 and 7. But I still think they're an 11, 12 win team. All right, hold on. We've got a couple more minutes on the other side here. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, but you already know that. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, our glorious affiliates, kicking with us in the late night hours. Classic show tonight with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're not done. Mike Tenier is going to join us in a couple of minutes. FB Outsiders. And, of course, the New York Times. Mike Tenier, great football columnist and fun guy. So we got Ian Cameron, also a fun guy with us just for a couple of more minutes. We got about 2 minutes, I think, Babano. So I guess it's fitting that we land on the Houston Texans going in alphabetical order. Over under 4 for the Texans. And there's unknowns with Deshaun Watson, right? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? This thing just keeps going. Nobody really knows anything. I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be for Deshaun. But at the same point in time, Goodell is unpredictable with this stuff. And he can suspend someone just for pissing him off, right? And embarrassing the league type thing. And say, listen, even, you know, you're out for 4 games. You're out. I wouldn't shock me if he got the Ben Roethlisberger stuff, sort of. 6 games, and then it's really 4. But he doesn't even want to be in Houston anyway, so it's kind of confusing to Texans. But over under 4 wins, Babano, what's your quick take on the Texans?
Well, it's only under. I mean, they are going to be, I think, one of the worst teams with all the – of course, they got the cloud that is Deshaun Watson hanging over. Who knows? It's just a question of when he gets traded now, not if, you would think. He's not going to play another snap or another down for this team. It's just not a roster that's very good on either side of the football. It's a total rebuild. And, look, they chintzed out in terms of who they brought in as the head coach. I don't hate David Culley. I don't wish him ill will or anything. But they didn't go out and get a big-time coaching hire, in my opinion. He's going to have to prove himself here with this Texans team.
Babano, they're not going to get a big-time coaching hire now. They don't have any players. Like, Dave Culley is there to manage this thing for a couple of years. He's old. He's like 65, right? You know why they hired Culley? And no one knows anything, but you know what I mean? Like, but you know why they hired him? Because the Texans, there's an impression with players that the Texans are racist. Like, Texan players, you know, African-American players are uncomfortable with the Texans and some things that have been said and to them.
Right.
And Culley was like the first black quarterback in the South of Battle in college in like the 60s type thing. So he understands. He's like, he's been through. We're out of time already. We'll continue with the battle later in the week, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Mike Tenier joins us next.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Rage Late Night continues, Sirius XM Channel 204. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it on Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're talking football. Let's bring in one of the best in the business. Mike Tenier steps up and in and joins us. FB Outsiders contributes at the New York Times. Mike, happy football season. It's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure, too. Happy football season. We have a full slate of preseason action coming up this weekend.
Oh, you're damn right. Let's do this thing. So, Mike, I don't know, man. This is almost like it's like a bizarro world that we're in here. And I cannot believe, and I'm reading your Twitter, and I cannot believe that be more like the NFL, America. Like, who the hell would ever think, like, if someone would tell you, listen, the NFL are going to be the leaders in safety and guidelines. And they are going to be like the medical health beacons, and they're not going to screw around. I mean, like, what are you talking about? These guys, what are you crazy? It's amazing. Right. You said it. So, most recent vaccination info, 91.7% of the players are vaccinated. 15 teams have more than 95% of the players vaccinated. And like Mike said, be like the NFL, America. Who would ever thunk it, Mike, that the NFL is the voice of reason?
Who would ever thunk it? It goes to show you, you ask, you persuade, you beg, whatever it takes, and then you make it a little inconvenient to not be vaccinated. You say, you can't have lunch with your guys anymore. You're in a different line going up to talk to the coach. You have to wear this mask instead of that mask, whatever. All that stuff works. I think we're seeing some of that stuff start to happen with the rest of America right now. But what I do find funny is the NFL's at 90%. But I guarantee if you're on Twitter, all you're hearing about is the 10%. All you're hearing about is Kirk Cousins and Cole Beasley and Lamar Jackson. Hey, you know what? The Loudmouths get all the attention. If you get 90% vaccinated across this country, across this world, we've solved a major problem, and I hope we aim in that direction.
You know, Mike, and I'm not going to get preachy with people tuning in. For the record, I am double vaxxed, but good. I'm thinking, if I'm an athlete, wouldn't you want to be protected? It's like saying, well, would you not want to wear a helmet? Like, imagine, it's like, all right, man, there's a disease out there that could, like, I don't know, I won't get paid, could kind of ruin my career, and I could die, and my parents could die, but I'm going to look more into it. No, like playing without it, like, I don't know, it's like if you're a cop, you have a bulletproof vest to protect you. You use a condom to protect you. Like, I don't get the logic of not wanting to protect yourself. That's my only deal, Mike, that I don't get with these guys.
Yeah, and I get it, too, and I don't get it. These guys get shot up full of, like, Toradol and 27 other things to be able to play. They ingest all these protein powders, and then they look on the side of it, and there's, like, 30 steroids in it. Oh, I didn't know. Why did I get suspended? I didn't know that. Now the CDC, World Health Organization, every doctor in the world is saying, take this. Gosh, golly gee, I don't know. I don't want to speculate about what's about. I think there's a lot of things going on culturally that impact that. The bottom line is, again, we can start listing the guys at 90%, 95%. We list the guys that are, like, very, like, talkative about this. We've listed just about all the guys. Everybody else is like, yeah, I need this. It's good for my family. It's good for my job. My coach wants me to do it. I'm doing it.
That to me, that's the one thing, too. It's the lack of respect for the coaches. A guy like Coach Rivera, like, if you're Rivera, how can you respect your players if they know they don't respect you, Mike? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's just deeper in that, all right, I'm going to coach these guys, but I don't really care about him anymore. I'm not, like, he's just a player to me, as opposed to I care about this guy as an individual, as a person. You know what I mean?
These guys are 25, 26, 27 years old, flying around the country, places with a lot of COVID, places with a little COVID, going home to families, going home to little kids. Little kids cannot be vaccinated. Children can get this. So you're not obeying your coach. You're not thinking of your family. You're in this other bizarre world, you know, when you're making these decisions. And you look at these guys, they consider themselves leaders. They consider themselves, you know, great individuals in society. Kirk Cousins has a high opinion of himself in terms of, like, what he does for society. I don't see it. I don't understand the disconnect. I'm hoping that we're really just eating away at it, eating away at it. So there's a few rabble-rousers, and the rest of us are doing what's best for society.
Kirk Cousins, too, of all guys. The guy's been stealing money. You figure he'd be like, all right, whatever it takes, guys. I don't want to get whatever it takes, man. Hey, but no, that's not the way it works. Hey, Mike, let's talk a little football. And one thing, another thing that sort of surprises me, and people grow, people change. I wasn't a Baker Mayfield guy. You know, I sort of thought, not Johnny Manziel, but sort of Johnny 2.0, all attitude. He's not so fast. You're not so good. You're nowhere near as good as you think you are. But hey, it's been a few years. I see the maturity and the change as a person. Is he the best quarterback in the league? No. But I trust him, and I'm starting to buy into Cleveland coming into the year. What's your take on the Browns and the growth process? And was that the new coaching staff that got through to Baker? What's your opinion on Baker and the Browns this year?
I think it's the new coaching staff to a degree. It was kind of locker room there early in his career, and we don't have that anymore. I mean, you remember he was getting into fights with Tony Grassi and Colin Coward. He's learned that you can't do that, which is all good. In terms of the Browns, you know, I am pretty high on Baker Mayfield. A couple outsiders' forecasts are taking the Browns with a grain of salt. This was a team that was really good at the second half of last year, won a playoff game. Maybe a little overrated by Vegas, by the house, by some people who are just looking at the skill position players. So I think that they're going to be a good enough team. I think they're going to be in a wild card mix. So don't forget about the Baltimore Ravens still at the top of that division. And Football Outsider says don't forget about the Pittsburgh Steelers, whose defense is so good and have so many guys at wide receiver that Ben Roethlisberger is just out there throwing screen passes all day. They could still win 9-10 games and be the spoiler team in the AFC North.
Let me ask you about that, Mike, because it's funny. This division's interesting, and the Ravens are favorites to win the division, then the Browns. And then it's sort of like, oh, yeah, and the Steelers. I don't know, like, I don't know if I've ever seen a more disrespected 11-0 team. It's like, guys, they weren't 0-11 last year at one point.
Right.
Like, they were 11-0. And, yes, the wheels fell off as the season went on. But you know they've got a chip on their shoulder. So are you buying? So you think, is that sort of like a three-team race? Like, in your opinion, would it surprise you, like, if any team won type of thing? Or do you have one team to beat out of Baltimore, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the Ravens are, you know, a head ahead or a foot ahead, whatever. But then it is kind of a three-team race once you put that aside. And yeah, you're right what you said about the Steelers. I will say they were like an overrated 11-0 team, or they were like, you know, overvalued 11-0. But overvalued at 11-0 does not mean 0-11. That means they should have been, you know, 7-4 or whatever, and still a strong team. And again, there's a risk of just saying, well, Big Ben's washed up. That's the end of it. You can go out there with outstanding defense and a sort of washed up quarterback and win a bunch of games. Peyton Manning and the Broncos did it in 2015 and won a Super Bowl. So I'm not going to take putting them that far out. But if you look at that team, the way it's designed, the way you've got all these guys like Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster and all these guys who can get yak, catch and run opportunities. And then you put T.J. Watt and Haywood and those guys from the defense. They added Ingram from the Chargers to that defense. And this is a team that can win a bunch of games by, you know, 17-13, 20-16 final scores and be right in the playoff hunt.
You know, I guess I'm that guy because I'm a psychopath and I'm a better. But so I'm watching the preseason game with the Steelers and, you know, Mason Rudolph put it right on the money. Claypool dropped it. Okay, dropped it.
Right.
And I'm not even a Steeler fan, man. I got mad. I'm like, aren't you the dude that was running your mouth about how the Browns suck and are going to get killed by the Chiefs next week? And Smith-Schuster, oh, who are they? They got more talent on paper than you do, bro. But in all seriousness, Mike, drop passes are a problem for Steeler wide receivers. And it just sort of stuck out to me right away. Like, even first preseason game, kids dropping passes already again.
Yeah, they've all been drinking from the same water fountain as Antonio Brown. I think they should have put yellow tape around that fountain. Because, yeah, Juju, he does run his mouth a little more. Then you'd like a guy, too. Chase Claypool's gotten into that habit. And when you talk about drops, Deontay Johnson, who's an unbelievably fast athlete, man, that ball bounces off of it. He's got hands like ankles. I mean, so, you know, but I don't know. That was a real problem last year. And, again, we saw it in a game just a couple of days ago. It's not the kind of thing, Football Outsiders research, the analytics, these guys hit the jugs machine, the guys who were able to catch the ball in college, you know, all those things, they tend to bounce back from year to year. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. If it's not a problem, it's one more reason to be positive about the Steelers.
Football Outsiders, Mike Tenier, kicking with us on the late night anger management class. Football is here. Preseason is back. Full slate of games this weekend. More on the other side. We'll hang around one more segment with Mike and we'll get him out of here.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Race Late Night continues. SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're talking with the great Mike Kinnear. We're talking football. I've got football fever. So, Mike, I saw reports that Carson Wentz could be back sooner rather than later. I don't even know if that's a good thing, in my opinion. Like, I don't want to be a jerk, you know what I mean? But I don't know. What's your opinion on Carson Wentz and the Colts and that division? Because, look, I put $500 on Tennessee to win a division the other day. I already liked them before this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, you know what, maybe Easton's good, and there's kind of a window with Wentz. But are you buying or selling the Colts coming into the year?
Well, before the injury, Football Outsider said the bye on the Colts, and I was kind of skeptical because I'm based here in Philadelphia. And then we have the Wentz injury, and we all kind of put everything on hold for a little bit. And like you said, he's coming back sooner than expected, and you're probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We saw this in Philadelphia. He comes back sooner than expected. He's rusty. He's pressing a little bit. Maybe he's not running at full speed. And then you either get another injury or you get that 3 or 4 game run where, you know, what's wrong with Carson Wentz? Is it the receivers? Is it the protection? Is it the scheme, et cetera, et cetera? And I'm kind of bracing for that to happen there. That said, they're better off with him than Jacob Eason, Sam Erlinger, and Brett Hundley, the other quarterbacks on the roster. So you want somebody who started and won some games in the NFL. I'm with you at this point. I think we can just erase the Texans from the conversation. Jaguars will be fun to watch, but kind of a mess as they try to rebuild around Urban Meyer. It's the Titans versus the Colts, and the Titans are set at quarterback, and they're set with their system there. I'm leaning for them to be the team that comes out on top in that division.
What are you hearing as far as the Jags are concerned? You know, the players are buying in. I guess it's got that sort of college, you know, feel and sort of, hey, whoever the toughest guy. I think Urban Meyer would pick the team, Mike, if he could. He'd just have them fist fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say, all right, you two fight. Winner stays, loser's cut. Next day, let's go. Or I picture Meyer like the XFL, Mike, just putting a ball in the middle of the field. It's like, wow, whoever comes out
right.
With it.
Scramble.
Whoever comes out, those are my guys. So, you know, but I think players kind of like that stuff, right? They kind of know where they stand. I know it's a little gimmicky, but yeah. You know, from what I hear, the Jag players, they don't have a problem with the practices, et cetera. They're liking it. And honestly, I think they got skill on the offense. They had skill on the offense last year. I think they're going to put some points up on the board. I'm going to be betting overs in their games. What's your opinion on the Jags?
I need to see them before I start betting overs, but you're right because they have skill and they have a good offensive line. That got lost in the shuffle that they got guys like Brandon Linder, Cam Robinson on that line who are pretty solid and can kind of keep the team competitive as guys like Trevor Lawrence and Etienne roll in. In terms of the other stuff, I'm in wait and see. You know, I've heard a couple of different things down there. It sounds like guys are buying in, but there's a lot of guys in Jacksonville who have no choice but to buy in because they're either rookies or veterans on their way out the door. You know, I get nervous when the college coach comes in and he's saying stuff that I've never heard an NFL coach say before. That none of the NFL guys think this way, but this college guy is going to teach us a thing or two. I was here in Philadelphia for Chip Kelly. I've heard every single story about Steve Spurrier in Washington that's ever been told. And it's like, that worries me, because you want to be slightly different than the other coaches when you come in from college. You don't want to be totally different. Urban Meyer sounds like he's trying to do things his own way, and the NFL is going to teach him a lesson, not the other way around, if that's the case.
What's your take on Joe Judge? Like, I've been speaking to people a lot, and you know, about the Giants. We have a lot of, you know, Giant guys and New Yorkers, etc. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of mixed. Some guys I speak to think that, you know, he's just a Belichick wannabe, and look at all the guys that left camp. And other people think, no, you know what, the players are buying in, and, you know, the culture is better than it was. What's your opinion on Joe Judge and the Giants? Like, is it, is he just sort of like a mini dictator, or like a blowhard? Or do you think, no, there's a method to this? Do you like Joe Judge and with the direction the Giants are going in?
You know what? All the players are buying in except for the ones who suddenly retired. Which is telling you something.
Like four of them.
Yeah, which was like four of them, and guys that the team was counting on, and guys who had been in like five different camps for different teams, et cetera. So yeah, I lean a little bit towards that dictatorial type of thing. And one thing I'll say about this, because I have heard guys say, hey, yeah, we love him. This is positive. We like this. And I'll hear that from players. And there are guys who will say that about every coach. There are guys who love the NFL or love getting yelled at. And they would love being in the Army because they would love their sergeant. There are dudes like that, and that's fine. And they're going to speak up for their coach. I don't buy that guys loved doing push-ups and gassers in, like, 90-degree heat to the point where, like, offensive linemen looked like they were ready to pass out on the field, and the media's watching the entire thing. I don't buy that that works for 23-year-old millionaires. I just don't see it. So I'm kind of pessimistic on the Giants. That said, I'm trying to keep an open mind because there are players who like them. And, yeah, for every guy who does that and it falls apart, there's a Tom Coughlin who does that and it ends up working.
Mike Tenier with us for a couple of more moments. So, you know, you're in Philadelphia. There's a new coach. And, you know, I'm interested. Listen, yeah. It's a tough spot to be in, right? And Sirianni came in here. And I don't know. I'm not going to say it was like Adam Gase press conferences. But it was a little deer in the headlights. So it was like, oh, God, this guy, well, wow. He's going into Philly. Yeah. Yeah, and he's going to be taken over. But how's the camping going from what you hear? How are the players responding to him? What's his style, et cetera? I don't know anything about it. What's his style of coaching like?
He's up-tempo. He's in there constantly communicating with the players. He's in there on drills, talking constantly. I think he's made a very positive impression on the players in terms of the way he handles himself on the field, where he's demanding without, you know, crazy drill sergeant stuff. That's good. In terms of Philadelphia here where I'm based, both he and Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, are trying to prove they're not placeholders. Sirianni's got to prove that, like, oh, I'm not just a puppet because Howie Roseman, the GM, runs the team. Jalen Hurts is trying to prove I'm not here until we can work a Deshaun Watson trade out, or we have two first-round picks and we'll move up next year, et cetera, et cetera. So far, so good in that respect. I don't think the Eagles are going to be very good, but the camp is tight. The atmosphere there is very positive. Guys really are buying into this. The veterans seem to be happy, and there's some of those veterans that were miserable at the end of the last year are kind of happy to be out there right now. Young players are giving it their all. So if you're trying to instill a culture with a rebuilding team, I think this is how you do it, where you're demanding on the guys, but you're also out there running with them, and you're creating a situation where, hey, we're all in this together.
You know, Jalen brought an interesting dynamic to the field last year when he played, and I think, you know, people were just so frustrated with the on and off injuries of Wentz. So it was like, oh, look at this guy, you know, like, yeah, it's somebody new, you know, new toy, so to speak, new car. How's he looking in camp now? Like, what's your... what's the word? Is it like, oh, no, he looks really... Because everybody sort of looks good, right, in camp.
Yeah,
he's supposed to look good. But is it, nah, he's all right? Or is it sort of, nah, you know, he's not... This isn't our guy. What do you feel about that? Because, as you stated, no one really knows. It's like, yeah, are you the guy? I don't know. No one knows if he's the guy, right?
Right. He's not putting up any of those, like, red flags. Like, I'll see it. Yeah, I watched Dwayne Haskins a couple of years ago. He was putting up red flags in terms of, like, well, what he was able to do and what he knew. There's nothing like that. So now he's shown enough, and it hasn't been phenomenal either. Part of the problem is there's not a lot of wide receivers right now. Guys have been hurt. Devontae Smith, the first-round pick, has been hurt, et cetera, et cetera. He's shown enough to say he deserves a chance to get out there in the preseason. And what I feel is he's shown enough that when he gets out there in the preseason, he'll show enough to say, I deserve a chance with this rebuilding team in this situation to start this season and move. So I haven't seen anything that blew me away. He doesn't look like Ben Roethlisberger in his prime. He doesn't look like Tim Tebow either. He looks like somebody who can get the job done. Now we need to take the next step and see what it looks like on the field.
We got like 2-3 minutes here. We'll get you out of here, and I really appreciate your time, Mike. I was talking about I'm not buying in. Like, you know what always bothers me, and I'm sure you've seen it. You know, the mainstream media, like preseason predictions, it's always the damn standings from the year before. It's like, what? You guys don't think anything's going to be different in a league that goes worst to first, like 15 in the last 17 years. And I'm saying, well, Super Bowl, probably a Super Bowl rematch from last year. And I'm like, it probably is not a Super Bowl rematch. At least that's the way I look at it. I'm a betting man. And I get it. Tampa have 22 guys back. Okay. So long story, I guess the best way to put it, I don't think Tampa going back to the Super Bowl. I'm kicking the tires and I'm buying in San Francisco and Green Bay out of the NFC. What's your take on Tampa? Are they, Tampa's going to go back and Brady's going to terrorize us all again. What's your take on Tampa? And what do you think about my San Francisco and Green Bay takes to come out of the conference?
All right, first, Tampa, we have the highest projection in the NFC for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in part because they have the easiest schedule coming up. Because when Tom Brady goes to the AFC South, they import, Sam Darnold. They import Sam Darnold to come over with him so he has some easy games, some easy wins. And Drew Brees retires and they don't get a replacement. They go out there with Taysom and Jameis. And the whole thing with the Buccaneers is... and the Falcons are rebuilding, but they still have 87-year-old Oak Tree at quarterback. We can all look at the same thing with the Buccaneers and say, there's a 44-year-old quarterback and a lot of 30-something-year-old guys on that on that starting lineup. And if they have some injuries, they could fall apart. Until that happens, they're the team to beat. Packers are the number two prediction in the NFC. We're past the Aaron Rodgers threshold in terms of worried about that nonsense. So they're probably going to be right there in the mix. We have a bounce-back year at Football Outsiders for the San Francisco 49ers for the reasons you suggest or that you're thinking. Everybody's going to get healthy. If they have better health luck, they go right back to being a team that was in the NFC, was the NFC representative in the Super Bowl with a caretaker quarterback. So whether Garoppolo kind of bounces back a little or Trey Lance just wipes him away and takes the job, the 49ers are a team, tough division, but a team that can be in there in that 9-10-11 win range. One other team that's on the list for Football Outsiders is the Dallas Cowboys because you've got a weak division and you have Dak Prescott coming back. It's not rocket science to say even with Dak back, those receivers, that offensive line, even if the defense still kind of stinks, they're going to win a lot of games by scores like 38-31, 34-30.
Mike, we'll get you out of here, but I got a smile on my face because what you said, I can't believe it. It's true. Like Tom Brady. Here's Sam Darnold, Panthers rebuilding new coach. Drew Brees retires. Michael Thomas is angry, and they're falling apart. Everybody's hurt. The Falcons traded Julio Jones, and they're rebuilding too. Tom. God, the guy's a genius. Like, just as caught up for what it is. Tom Brady.
May the road rise up to meet you when you're Tom Brady. The road rises up to meet you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
You got to take care and enjoy some football this weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marinci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati. Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Like that angle management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Thanks to Mike Tenier, Ian Cameron, and the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart for joining us on the program. A lot of football talk tonight. A lot of football talk. Football's here. We've got a couple of preseason games tomorrow. Tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on these same networks. And then we're going to break down the games. So I put in a play last night. I put in a play last night after the show on the Miami Hurricanes under 9.5. We talked about it a little bit on Game Time Decisions, and we briefly brought it up tonight. But you look at the Miami Hurricanes schedule, and it's not easy. All right, they've got a very, very difficult. They've got a hard schedule. Like basically, so look, the bowl games don't count, and all that. Right, it's regular season. Conference championship games. It's a regular season. So 12 games in a regular season, college football. 12 games. So basically, for me to lose this bet, the Miami Hurricanes have to go 10-2. They've got to go 10-2. And they're opening up the season with Alabama. All right, so they open up with Bama. They're not going to beat Alabama. Can they cover? Maybe. I mean, can they hang around? Maybe. I don't think they're going to win against Alabama. Nick Saban, and it happens all the time where you're like, oh, wow, man, they lost a lot of guys. And, we know they don't rebuild, they reload in Tuscaloosa. But the fact is, Saban and Alabama, they murder teams in these opening games all the time. I know as a Michigan Wolverine fan, I remember we got eaten alive by these guys. Dernard Robinson threw like 4 interceptions or something, right? So, you know... So basically, you take the Miami Hurricanes, they got to go 10-2. I saw and I looked it up to confirm. In the last 17 years, the Miami Hurricanes have won 10 games once. In the last 17 years. And I get it. There's a lot of enthusiasm around the program with the Eric King back and the offense, this and all that. I get it. And the Hurricanes aren't back yet. And people say, oh, the U is back. The U's not back yet. The U will be back when they win a title. But I don't know if they can. Like, they recruit well. And, you know, people will talk about the Eric King coming back. You know what? Like, look, they lost a lot of talent on the defensive line. All right, Russo's on the Bills now. I know he's not the only one. Now, he took the year off. But all the depth that they had over the last couple of years, it's not, you know, they got younger guys now on the line. They don't have as much experience now on the line. And so basically, they lose to Alabama. They have 11 games left. They got to go 10-1. They got to go 10-1. They go 9-2 in the next 11 games, I win the bet. I feel pretty good about this bet. That's why I played it, right? I love the fact that they play Alabama. Now, for the record, they dodge Clemson. They do not play Clemson. That's why I think it's 9.5. But listen, man, App State are no joke. App State are no joke. Like Alabama play Miami, Florida, and Bama. It's on a neutral field. And then App State go to Miami the following week. And then the next week, Michigan State are at Miami. Michigan State could beat Miami. Michigan State could beat them. And then they would have to run the table. They've got a difficult schedule, Miami. It's not easy. I think they're a good team. I think they're a 9-3 team. I think they're a 9-3 team, and I think, you know, they shouldn't be playing Alabama, to be honest. They could be a 10-2 team, but, you know, I get it. They want to be, you know, a big-time program. They want to play big-time teams. But, look, Alabama is going to beat them. App State at Miami, Florida. That could be a contest. Like, yeah, Miami should beat them, but App State could be in that game. Michigan State, Michigan State are a physical team, and they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. They're not going to suck forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, Michigan State could beat Miami in Miami in week three. Then they play Central Connecticut State, who I've never even heard of before. that game shouldn't count, man, for your win total, but it will. But then Virginia go to Miami. This is the tough stretch for them. I love this bet. I'm gonna double click this thing actually. I'm gonna put more on it. Dude, they play against Alabama, and after, listen to this stretch that they play from the end of September. So Virginia at Miami, Miami, Florida at UNC. Tar Heels are damn good in the games in Chapel Hill. NC State at Miami, Florida. The Wolfpack are good. And then Miami, Florida at Pittsburgh. All right, and then Georgia Tech at Miami, Florida. And then Miami at Florida State. And then Virginia Tech at Miami. Come on. They're just going to be knocking these guys out like one by one? You know what I'm saying? No way. Love it. Love it. So that's a college player pick. That's our first college total that we clicked. We have about 6 or 7 or 8 to 10, probably, to be honest. The list is expanding. The list is expanding as far as some college football win totals. Overs and unders, both, looking at both. I talked about Alabama and betting their under because they just have to lose one game, but I don't want to do it. It's, you know what, I don't think it's crazy, but at the same point in time, the budget is limited in the sense how many futures I'm going to put in, and I'm going for the ones that I'm like, yeah, this is a, you know, nothing's a stone cold Steve Austin lock, right? Nothing's a lock, but I'm looking for what I think are like the most solid, yeah, that's like really, I like this. And Bama, like I said, Bama's win total is 11.5. So you're basically betting that they got to go run the table if you bet they're over. They got to be perfect, which Bama aren't always perfect. All right. In fact, like they've only been perfect, I think, was it 4 times in the last 12 years? Like they're not, like Alabama win the title all the time, but they don't run the table all the time. But I'm not going to do it. But with Ohio State, I am. With Ohio State, I am. But I'm sold on this Miami Hurricane total. I am. So if you're just joining us right now, I put a play in the Miami Hurricanes, college football, Miami Hurricanes, under 9.5 wins. And we just explained why. This schedule, that's a killer schedule. Like that run there from, like, Virginia, no pushover. Going to UNC is going to be tough. UNC have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. NC State are good and loaded with returning talent. The Pittsburgh Panthers are good, and the Panthers are always, like, good for knocking off a visiting team to go in there. That's Halloween weekend. Georgia Tech are improving. Florida State might not be the same Florida State Seminoles, but it's still a rivalry game. It's no joke for Miami. Virginia Tech are good. And then Miami, even I got to go to Duke in the last game of the year. It's a 9-3 team. Hell, they might be 8-4. They might be 8-4 when it's all said and done. So back, let's look at the baseball numbers here. We've had some fun and some, well, I don't know if we've had success yet, but I tell you, we played the market. If you're joining us, not only is it classic comedy, it was great stuff tonight with Cam and Babano, but, you know, we gave you the Phillies at +390. We gave you the Braves at +340. And look how that's worked out as far as what the odds are concerned now. And, you know, you can buy back. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can approach this now. So I want to take a look at the standings, because I tell you what, these baseball standings are really evolving. And these games start to count now. All right, these games count. Like every like sort of blown loss, it's like, man, we just blew a chance to pick up a game. It's not easy to gain ground. Like, you know, if people say, oh, look, there's 45 games left or whatever, don't worry about it. It's like, yeah, but what do you think? Do you think these guys, do you think our opponents are all just going to lose every night? Right? Like, you know, it's hard to gain ground. Like, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, now's the time. Like, you've got to start, like, the Dodgers need to string together, like, 13 out of 15 type of thing if they're going to win the division. And I don't know if they are. Like, I don't know if they are. Now, we took the Oakland Athletics at plus 460 just because they're lingering. And what I like about this is, whatever, Houston's winning. Houston's winning, but Houston's playing Colorado in Houston. Oakland's winning and keeping pace right now by winning on the road in the Midwest in Cleveland. And eventually it's gonna balance out, and then Oakland will play some crappy teams. So Oakland are two games out right now. And we grabbed them at plus 460. Oakland have now won six straight baseball games. Play on team right now, the Oakland Athletics. The big shuffle, which is amazing, is the National League East, in which the Braves now are actually in first place. They're tied for first place. The Braves and the Phillies are both 59 and 55. The Mets are 57 and 55. The Mets are only one game out, right? And it's funny because, you know, it almost has that feeling like the Mets are like 11 games out, not one game out. But the Mets sort of are in a free fall right now, as we know. 3-7 in their last 10. 3-7 in their last 10. And, you know, Philadelphia was smoking hot, but Philadelphia's running to the Dodgers. And Philadelphia played the Dodgers and the Giants a lot in the next, like, 10 days. So it's no party for Philadelphia. Atlanta are sort of that play-on team. They're the it kids right now, Atlanta. And I'm glad I grabbed Philly, but I'm glad after. I was like, you know what? I don't fully trust Philly to win this division. Got to take a piece of the Atlanta Braves. So the updated numbers right now, as we stated, the Phillies and the Braves are tied for first place. The Phillies are plus 120 to win a division. The Braves are plus 140 to win a division. And the Mets are only one game out now, but they're plus 290. They're plus 290 if you think the Mets have a run left in them. And there is, listen, it's going to go back and forth, right? Like, you know, we talked about it. We knew that Philadelphia wasn't going to win. If you heard me say a bunch of times, they're not going to win at 80% of their time. The clip, guys, like, it's impossible in baseball. They just sort of had a nice little run. And they're good. They're not going to, you know, fade. But, you know, this is going to be a good – this is going to be an interesting chase. I guess we've sort of lost the value with the buyback. We just got to kick back and watch it. I also have Wheeler to win the Cy Young at plus 300. As far as the West is concerned, they don't move the number much, right? The Los Angeles Dodgers are minus 165. San Francisco is plus 125. But days pass, weeks pass, Dodge still favorites, but we're running out of racetrack. Right? Like, they, you know, it's not going to be easy to just make up four games.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Only play each other three more times as well. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm dead, but I'm not.
3 minute warning, late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. So, you know, you guys know, and shout out to our crew in Michigan tuning in right now. As Sko in Michigan says, that's right, it's our nightly future prospecting. And we talk about it every night. We try to have a new one and give you a new future moving forward. We're going to recap all our future portfolio before the football season really kicks off. But the thing is, you can't just put all these bets in at once, right? When they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to bet 23 futures at once. So, you know, we got to start now. So tonight's team of the night and play of the night, the word of the day, kids, was Miami. The Miami Hurricanes. Miami, Florida. All right, Miami, Florida, the Miami Hurricane football team, under 9.5 wins. Teddy Covers will join us tomorrow. We got Jeff Reinbold kicking it with us tomorrow. A lot of football talk on the show tomorrow night. And you know what? FanDuel, very interesting. FanDuel is really starting to expand the win totals. You know, they had about 20, 30, 40 teams up. They had the big-time teams and a couple other teams. But they're now FanDuel on a daily basis starting to, you know, I see like they got UTEP now and UABs of the world, etc. SMU to the over is interesting. We'll get into that. Obviously we're out of time here tonight. And Sko's asking about the Michigan Wolverines, my Michigan Wolverines. We haven't really dug in and talked a lot of Michigan football yet. You know, we will. We'll do a preview, Big Ten preview and Michigan preview. The Michigan win total is 7.5. 7.5, which means, you know, they got to go 8-4. I hate to say it, but it's asking a lot, isn't it, if it's this program at this time. It's like, wow, really? All right, we got to go 8-4. I do think Michigan can get there. Is it a best bet? No. You know, we'll dive in. We'll start, you know what, tomorrow. Mr. Michigan Wolverine himself, Teddy Covers. He went there, but he hates them. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.